אברהם, יצחק ויעקב, הוא יברך את חיילי צבא הגנה לישראל, העומדים על משמר ארצנו והרי אלוקינו. גבול הלבנון ועד מדבר מצרים, מן הים הגדול עד לבוא ערבה, ביבשה, באוויר ובים, ייתן השם את אויבינו הקמים עלינו ניגפים לפניהם. הקדוש ברוך הוא ישמור ויציל ומכל נגע ומחלה, וישלח ברכה והצלחה בכל מעשה ידינו לטובה. יד ברצוננו תחתינו, תרם וכתר ישועה, ותרת ניצחון ויקוים בהם יכתוב, כי השם אלוהים
keeping Israeli music on your dial, and we're going to play that song for as long as we have to. It's Ovadia Chamama with Gad Elbaz, Tfila Leshlom Chayalei Tzahal, a prayer for the soldiers of the Israeli Defense Forces. Welcome to the Israel Hour. Welcome to our August Chagigot. My name is Josh Rohn.
And I'm Meirav Dabrowski.
Meirav, I'm glad you're here to kick off our August Chagigot. I wish this would be a Chagigah. I wish this would be a celebration. Each year during the month of August, as you know very, very well, we play music that pertains to a theme. We choose themes in Israeli music, whether they're songs of love or songs of hate or families in Israeli music or soundtracks or all kinds of things that we've done over the years, kids' songs, and we devote each week during the month of August to a particular topic. This week, we're going to do the same. We're going to kick off our August Chagigot, and we're going to devote this week to a particular topic. We're going to devote this week to the songs of Mifta Tzuk Eitan. the operation, the war, under which Israel soldiers find themselves. And we're going to be playing the music that has come from this operation. The songs of hope, the songs of love.
The songs of peace.
The songs that have kept our chayalim going. The songs that have kept citizens of Israel going. Your requests are very much welcome at 732-932-8800. The email address is info@israelhour.com, or you can get on Facebook, facebook.com/israelhour. If you have not seen the article that I wrote in the Times of Israel, Mayrav, did you see that one?
I did see that
one. I'm glad you weren't paying attention. The article that I wrote in the Times of Israel, which laid the framework for this week's show, I wrote an article about the songs of this operation, put them online for everybody to check out. You'll hear some of those songs today, and you will hear many others. Some of them you've heard in the past few weeks. Some of them you've never heard before on this radio program. They are all meaningful. They are all very, very special, and I think you'll enjoy. Enjoy isn't the right word, but I think you will
find meaning.
Yeah, I think you'll
take something away from it.
Find these songs very, very
comforting.
Meaningful. I hope so, and I wouldn't be surprised if you shed a few tears as well. Get us your requests, your dedications. Dedicate a song to an Israeli soldier, facebook.com/Israel Hour. The song I would like to start with today is by Sarit Haddad. And it is not one of the depressing songs that you'll hear today. You will hear quite a few of those. But it is a song of hope, a song of victory, a song all of Am Yisrael can rally behind. And I think you're going to love it. It's Sarit Haddad as we kick off this first week of our August. This is Yachad Ninatzeach.
מדבר שירה ובימים של אש רועמת אין לנו ברירה כי לנו יש גורל אחד בארץ קטנה והיא לבד מול העולם וצריך רק אהבה תחינה להשאיר אותנו
נדע להתגבר והתקווה
השעה הייתה 7:20. התקשרת אליי ושאלת מה עם הכלב, מה עם ההורים. לא היית צריך לספר לי מה אתה עובר, הרי אני מכירה אותך יותר מכל אחד אחר. הבטחת שתשוב בלי לאחר. אל תדאגי לי, אני יודע לדאוג לעצמי, הרי הבטחתי לחזור, אל תבכי. אל תדאגי לי, אני שם עם האחים שלי, אני בוטח בהם והם לי, חייב לנתק אהובתי. והיא מחכה, לא נרדמת גם לא לדקה, מתפללת רק שתשוב כבר אליה בחזרה. והיא מחכה, הלב רוטט מכל הודעה, מדמיינת שאתה מגיע ומחבק אותה בחוזקה. תמיד ידעתי שום יבוא ותהיה לגיבור, עם אש בעיניים וכוח לשמור על המקום בו גדלת, בחום ובקור. נרדמתי מעט וכמובן חלמתי אותך, מחובקים מול ירח וראשי על כתפך, אהובי אל הנצח, אקח לי אותך. אל תדאגי לי, אני יודע לדאוג לעצמי, הרי הבטחתי לחזור, אל תבכי. אל תדאגי לי, אני שם עם האחים שלי, אני בוטח בהם והם בי, חייב לנתק אהובתי. והיא מחכה, לא נרדמת גם לא לדקה, מתפללת רק שתשוב כבר אליה בחזרה. והיא מחכה, הלב רוטט מכל הודעה, מדמיינת שאתה מגיע ומחבק אותה בחוזקה. אל תדאגי לי, אני יודע לדאוג לעצמי, הרי הבטחתי לחזור, אל תבכי. אל תדאגי לי, אני שם עם האחים שלי, אני בוטח בהם והם לי, דש לכולם אהובתי.
The Israel Hour, 88.7 WRSU, playing the songs of Tzuk Eitan, the operation under which Israel finds itself these days. The Prime Minister of Israel wrote on Facebook 41 minutes ago, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spoke today with Simcha and Leah Golden, the parents of Lieutenant Hadar Golden, who we were worried about all weekend long, who fell in combat in the Gaza Strip on Friday. Prime Minister told them, quote, Hadar was a tremendous personality, a great hero. I know that you are going through terrible agony, the feeling that a part of you has been taken away and you are no longer whole. This is a pain that has no relief, not even for a moment. I hope that you will find consolation in the fact that he fell to uphold the people of Israel in the struggle for our independence. Hayal Golan, Shmor Alav.
Shmor Alav Mipnei ha-sheket hazeh Shelo yishbor oto le'at שמור עליו מפני הגשם הזה שתמיד ימצא מקלט. שמור עליו מפני השערה היא שלא תשבור רוחו לעד. שמור עליו מפני ההבטחה היא שלא ימצא את עצמו לבד. שמור שלא יכבה בו האור, עשה שיהיה לו שם קל וזכור, מן האדמה אותו לשמור, שאם ילך אז גם יחזור מכל געגועיו. שמור עליו, שמור עליו מפני הפחד הזה שמתרחב לו שוב בלב. שמור עליו על יקירה שלא ייגע בהם כאב. שמור עליו ממים עמוקים, מחלומות צדוקים, מסופות החול. שמור עליו מהקולות הרחוקים, מעצמו שמור עליו יותר מהכל. שמור שלא יכבה בו האור, עשה שיהיה לו שם קל וזכור, מן האדמה אותו לשמור, שאם ילך אז גם יחזור מכל געגועיו. עשה שיהיה לו שם קל וזכור, מן האדמה אותו לשמור, שאם ילך אז גם יחזור מכל געגועה. שמור עליו, שמור שלא יכבה בו האור, עשה שיהיה לו שם קל וזכור, מן האדמה אותו לשמור, שאם ילך אז גם יחזור מכל געגועה. שמור עליו.
The Israel Hour, 88.7 WRSU. We're playing the songs of war, Shirei Milchama, Ayal Golan, Shmor Alav. Beautiful lyrics on that one. Adir Getz. More beautiful lyrics. Sheva ve'esrim, 720. Sarit Chadad, Yachad Nenatzeach, together we will win. And Ovadia Chamama and Gad Elbaz started us off, as they have for the past several weeks, Tfila Lishlom Chayalei Tzahal, a prayer for the welfare of our Israeli soldiers, the soldiers of the IDF, with Meirav and Josh on the Israel Hour, taking your requests at 732-932-8800 or by email info@israelhour.com. If you're tuned in, please join us on Facebook at facebook.com/Israel Hour. Next song. This is a very depressing show. It really is. The next song we have for you is a song by Ariel Horowitz, the son
of Naomi Shemer.
Right. And the song is called Esrim Elef Ish. The song is about the death on July 20th of Golani Brigade member Sean Carmielli. The small town, Texas town of South Padre Island, was in mourning after Sergeant Sean Carmielli's name was cleared for publication as one of the 13 soldiers from the Golani Brigade who were killed in a clash with Hamas. Carmielli had dual U.S.-Israeli citizenship and was a lone soldier serving in Israel. Born to Israeli parents Alon and Dalia, who now live in the U.S., He was a returning citizen who chose to stay in Israel when his parents moved to Texas for work. He has two sisters, Or and Gal. So he was killed July 20th, and many people in the state of Israel were worried that as a lone soldier, with not too much family in Israel, perhaps, his parents, I'm assuming, came for the funeral, I don't know for sure, but they were worried that as a lone soldier, he might not have too many people at the funeral. So people from all over the country traveled to Haifa late at night to attend his funeral. 20,000 people, more or less. Ariel Horowitz was so moved by the show of support by one of our own, by a lone soldier who came from America to serve in the IDF, paid the ultimate price. Ariel Horowitz wrote this song. 20,000 people, Esrim Elef Ish, mentioning in the song, Sean, you have two sisters and 20,000 siblings.
20,000 ish, ואתה ראשון. 20,000 ish, אחריך שון. צועדים בשקט עם פרחים. שתי אחיות, 20,000 אחים. אוהדי הכדורגל. שהגיעו עם הצעיפים של הקבוצה ובחורה עם דגל שלא ברור לה למה היא כל כך בוכה בלי להכיר אותך 20,000 איש ואתה הראשון 20,000 איש אחריך שום צועדים בשקט עם פרחים שתי אחיות 20,000 אחים באו לומר תודה ולהיפרד להגיד שאין דבר כזה חייל בודד וגם עם לא לבדד ישכון כל עוד ישנם בטקסס, בחיפה, בגוש עציון אנשים כמוך שון 20,000 איש ואתה ראשון 20,000 איש אחריך שון צועדים שקט עם פרחים שתי אחיות 20,000 אחים העושה שלום במרומם יעשה שלום עלינו עם בוא הסתם שלא תזכה לראות כבר שום לכן הגיעו הנה מזקן ועד כתום מחיפה מגוש עציון 20,000 איש ואתה הראשון 20,000 איש אחריך שום צועדים בשקט עם פרחים שתי אחיות 20,000 אחים 20,000 צועדים בשקט עם פרחים שתי אחיות 20,000 אחים 20,000 אחים.
שלי תורי אנשים גולני שלי שמות ופנים מקומות וזמנים וקולות משונים השבים מעולים למולי גולני שלי מלחמת שחרור גולני שלי אותו הסיפור של מצליח יעל של כל עם ישראל השבים מעולים גולני שלי רפיח ואש ובששת ימים אל תל פחר נעים אל התל הניצן ממולי גולני שלי גם יום כיפורים עם מוצב החרמון בפסגת הערים רובעים שירו הרעים שנותרו בצידי הדרכים למולי גולני גולני שלי סיפור גולני שלי לנעוד ואיתור של אתמול שעבר ולתקוות יום מחר השבות ועולות למולי גולני גולני שלי
ולך לשמורך בכל דרכך כי מלאכיו יצווה לך לשמורך בכל דרכך השם ישמור צאתך ובואך ואתה
לכל דרכך אשר ישמע צאתך
song. Sagiv Kohen and Agam Buchbut, Birkat HaDerech on the Israel Hour. Before that, Shlomi Shabbat Golani Sheli, a song that's been getting a lot of play on Israeli radio. And before that, Ariel Horowitz, a song written for Sean Carmieli, Esrim Elef Ish, 20,000 people on the Israel Hour, playing the songs of Operation Protective Edge with Meirav and Josh. If you're tuned in, say hello on Facebook at facebook.com/Israel Hour. And let me say hello to Max from Germany, Ellen from Florida. Thank you both for tuning in. Linoy as well, listening in Israel. Thank you so much. Really glad to have you aboard. Our next song is all about a soldier named Roy Klein.
Roy Klein, so like we all know about Israel, it is no stranger to wars. In 2006, Operation Cast Lead left us with several soldiers who died. Roy Klein was one of them, and his story is remarkable, just like all the other heroes of the Israeli IDF. Roy was in a bunker of some sort. He went in to get out a injured soldier. He and two other people went in to put this person on a stretcher, this fellow soldier on a stretcher, and bring him out. They were trapped with a wall behind them, nowhere to go, trying to get out. A grenade was flung into their location, and in a split-second decision, Roy jumped on the grenade, said out loud the words, Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, jumped on the grenade, took the hit, saved the lives of the people with him.
So, a couple of years later, a woman by the name of Telma Eligon, she is the one who wrote Eretz Tzvi, the song that was written for the raid on Entebbe, sung by Yoram Gon. She wrote the song, and once she was listening to the radio, and the family members of Roy Klein were called into a radio show and said, could you please play Eretz Tzvi for Roy, in his memory.
The family, incidentally, was very ideological, very, very Zionistic. A week before Roy's wedding, he wrote his soon-to-be wife a letter all about how they should build a house together in Eretz Israel, in the land of Israel, how they're going to build a family, every rock is important, and he talked about how important it is to hold on to the land of Israel and how he will do what he needs to do. So much so that every time he went out to war, his wife would even, she would want to say to him, take care of yourself, be safe. But she always said, that sounds so silly. Why am I going to tell him to be safe? He's going with a bunch of people. So whenever he left, she always said, take care of others. You should take care of each other. That's what your job is. And she said that to him on his last excursion in 2006. Heeding his wife's call, he did take care of others.
Yeah. Thelma Eligon decided, once she heard his family call up and request the song in his memory, saying it was one of his favorite songs, she said, this is now his song. This is now Roi's song. One thing led to another. She met the family, and she decided she had to write a new verse. A new verse for this song in Roi's memory. She called upon Yoram Gaon to sing the song, to sing this new version. He agreed. The song is just coming to light now. And how ironic is it, Thelma says, that Israel once again finds itself in a situation of peril. A brand new version of Eretz Tzvi, Yoram Gaon, in memory of Roi Klein.
בחצי הלילה הם קמו והיכו בקצה העולם כבני רשף חשו הרחיקו להשיב את כבוד האדם אל ארץ היא אל דבש שדותיה אל הכרמל והמדבר אל עם אשר לא יחשב שאת בניו לא יפקיר לזר אל ארץ מי שבהרה פועמת עיר מדור לדור אל ארץ אם לטבורה שורים בניה בטוב וברע בחצי הלילה עוברת הסתותנו רוח שרה ערבה אילמת תרגין אז ראש על אשר עם שחר לא שר אל ארץ היא, אל דבש שדותיה, אל הכרמל והמדבר, אל עם אשר לא יחשב, שאת פניו לא יפקיר לזר. אל ארץ היא, שדמעותיה נושרות על שדה, שעיצבונה וססונה הם שתי בערב בבגד שהפציע שחר באופן וחילץ פצוע מאש כשהושלח רימון בגופו זוכח להציל חיים וביקש אז ארץ לי את דמעותיה אל מול קידום שהשם כבשה וכשקרא שמע ישראל הרוח חרש את שמו נשא רואי השם ישמור עליך אל תום דרכך, אל אוסך, אל ארץ בי שנשמתך שזורה לנצח בבגד יומה. על ארץ בי שנשמתך שזורה לנצח בבגד יומה.
אני רוצה לרוץ אליך כל שנייה, לקבל חיבוק, עידוד ואהבה, זה הסוף וגם ההתחלה. וכל העולם לא שווה לי, לא עוזר לי בלעדיך, ובכל נשימה אתה חסר לי, אתה קיים בי ולא מופיע. חזור מהר, חזור, כי אין דבר שיעזור, ואם יש משהו שחסר זה רק אותך. בנסתרים, בחלומות, בחשיכה ובסודות, ואיפה שאני זה רק אתה. אין כמו הלב שלך, זה קשה לחשוב שזהו, זה נגמר. אני רוצה לרוף איתך פעם מקום שבו אתה ניצא, וכל העולם לא שווה לי, לא עוזר לי בלעדיך, ובכל נשימה אתה חסר לי, אתה קיים בי ולא מופיע. חזור מהר, חזור, כי אין דבר שיעזור, אם יש משהו שחסר זה רק אותך. בנסתרים, בחלומות, בחשיכה ובסודות, ואיפה שאני זה רק אתה.
יהי שלום בחילך, שלווה בארמונותייך, למען החי ורעי הדברנה שלום בך, למען בית השם אלוקינו בבקשה טוב לך, רואה בנים לבניך, שלום על ישראל, אדוני עוז לעמו ייתן, אדוני יברך את עמו בשלום.
חזור מהר, חזור, כי אין דבר שיעזור, ואם יש משהו שחסר זה רק אותך. בנסתרים, בחלומות, בחשיכה ובסודות, ואיפה שאני זה רק אתה. איפה אתה נמצא?
The songs of Mifza Tsuketan on the Israel Hour 88.7 WRSU.
Gal Sivani with Chazor, and Yoram Gaon's new version of Eretz Tzvi with the added lyrics. And just as a quick correction, being caught up in the moment of listening to all these words and just letting it sit in, it was not Operation Cast Lead. Operation Cast Lead when Roei jumped on the grenade to save his fellow soldiers. It was the Second Lebanon War. And also, just as a another point, the family, Roei's parents and his family, wrote a thank you letter to Thelma, thanking her for what she did in adding this song, these last few verses, to make it his song. They said how he would sing the song out loud at all times, and if only he knew that there were more words in his honor, how meaningful it would be, and how meaningful it is to them. Brings tears to your eyes.
Last week, I was watching online Israel Channel 10 News. And there's a morning show on Channel 10. It's on every morning. It's called Orly Vegai, two people who do a morning show and bring the day's news, and they interview a number of people. And with the war going on, they brought on somebody who wasn't quite related to this current conflict, but she was on because Israel is at war once again. They interviewed a woman named Dalia Emanuelov, and she told a story that took place back in 2009. Dvir Emanuelov, her son, he was the first Israeli soldier to be killed in Operation Cast Lead in 2008. And the loss of Dvir was very tragic for the family because Dvir's father had died a few years back, and Dvir had taken on all the responsibilities of the family. He was the only male left in the family, and he was killed in 2008. On Dvir's birthday, the first since his passing, family and friends got together around the gravesite, cleaned it up, planted new flowers, and during the ceremony, Dvir's mother told the following story. This is amazing. She said, "One night before I went to sleep, I spoke to God and asked him out loud the following request. Please," Dalia said to God, "please give me one more hug from Dvir so I will know it was not all in vain. I then went to sleep," Dalia says. "That same week, my daughter asked me if I would come with her to a concert of Meir Banai, a famous Israeli singer. I wasn't in the mood to go to a concert, but at the same time, I didn't want to upset my daughter. In the end, I decided to go to the concert without much enthusiasm. The concert took place at Sultan's Pool Stadium in Jerusalem. We got there a little early, and while the band was getting ready, a little boy came up to me. He was about 2 years old with beautiful blonde curls and had the face of an angel. As a preschool teacher myself, I started talking to him. 'What is your name?' I asked him. 'Eshel,' was the answer. 'Do you want to be my friend?' 'Yes.' 'Do you want to sit next to me?' 'Yes.' At that point, the parents, who were sitting two rows above us, signaled the kid to come back and stop harassing old ladies. I motioned with my hand that it's fine, and we continued our conversation. Eshel started telling me about his family. He told me that he has a baby brother named Dvir. When I heard the name, my entire body started shaking. I went up two rows and asked Eshel's mother, 'Excuse me for being so rude, but how old is Dvir?' 6 months old," was the answer. "I'm sorry for being so arrogant, but was he born before or after Operation Cast Lead?" "After," came the answer. "Please excuse my question, but why did you call him Dvir?" And Eshel's mother answered, "I work in the army as an officer that informs families of their wounded or killed sons and follows their needs. While I was pregnant with Dvir, the doctors informed me that they suspected a very serious defect with the baby. Since the pregnancy was at a very advanced stage, it was not possible to have an abortion, and there was nothing to do but wait for the birth and see. On my way home from the doctor, I heard over the radio that a soldier named Dvir was killed in Gaza. Right away, I made a deal with God. 'If you give me a healthy child,' I said, 'I promise to call him Dvir in memory of that soldier,' concluded Shiri, Eshel and Dvir's mom. With tears in my eyes," Dalia continued, "I turned to Shiri and told her that I am the mother of Dvir. Shiri didn't believe me. I insisted that I am Dvir's mom. She still didn't believe me and then asked for my name. 'Dalia,' I answered. 'Dalia Emanuelov from Givat Zev.' Shiri then picked up Dvir and handed him over. 'Here, take Dvir in your hands. He wants to give you a hug.' Until this day, the families are in touch, and Shiri follows Dalia and the family in all their needs. Not a new song, but one that's been requested several times. It's Idan Amedi, Ke'ev Shel Lochamim.
שקרה בדיוק אותיות מופיעות על הקיר אני הפחד נעים להכיר הדמויות אוהבות לשחק זזות כאן בבית הרק שיר בלי שם שיר בלי שם ואת את לא יודעת כמה ממך ניסיתי להסתיר את כל הסיוטים בלילה צרחות ודם על
ואם הלכת רק תזכור שאני כאן את כל החלומות שלך אני שומר הכל נשאר כמו שהשארת על השולחן ואם תלך אתה יודע שאני כבר משתגע הגעגוע גומר אותי והלילות הפכו ליום ומתפלל שזה חלום ואתה זה שתאיר אותי ואם מדהים אז רק תחזור ואת הזמן אין לעצור את זה בנו בגעגוע שכואב משאיר לו חור עמוק עמוק בלב שלנו ואם אפשר שעד יומי האחרון אתה תהיה יפה בדיוק כמו שנולדת שלא תלך לי לשנייה בזיכרון והחיבוק ממך יהיה כמו שאהבת אמא מדליקה כל יום נרות ומברכת שאלוהים ילך איתך על המלחמה שאתה שוכב על החולות וקצת רעב אני אשיר לך אולי כנחמה ואם תלך אתה יודע שאני כבר משתגע געגוע הוא גומר אותי והלילות הפכו ליום ומתפלל שזה חלום ורק אתה זה שתאיר אותי ואם תלך אל המדים אז רק תחזור ואת הזמן אין לעצור את זה הבנו געגוע שכואב משאיר לו חור עמוק עמוק בלב שלנו ואם אפשר שעד יומי האחרון אתה תהיה יפה בדיוק כמו שנולדת שלא תלך לי לשנייה בזיכרון והחיבוק ממך יהיה ואם אפשר שעד יומי האחרון אתה תהיה יפה בדיוק כמו שנולדת שלא תלך לי לשנייה בזיכרון ורק תחזור לשלום הביתה
The Israel Hour, 88.7 WRSU. The songs of Operation Protective Edge on the Israel Hour. We just heard from Rotem Kohen, Rak Tachzor, Just Return, and Idana Medi Ke'ev Shalochamim, Pain of Those Fighting in Wars. Let me say hello to Max from Germany, to Ellen from Florida, to Honza, who said hello on Facebook, to Stuart, who wrote me a very nice note on Facebook. Thank you so much. The rest of you jump in at facebook.com/Israel Hour. Let me tell you, next Sunday, we're continuing with our August Chagigot, and my gosh, I hope they will be happier here on in. We're going to move on to happier topics, and your suggestions are very much welcome at facebook.com/Israel Hour. If you have a topic for our August Chagigot, please get it to us. Let us know what topic you'd like us to cover and what songs you think would be appropriate for that topic. And we'd love to play it on the Israel Hour. This is all listener chosen, listener selected, listener directed. So get it to us, info@israelhour.com by email or facebook.com/Israel Hour. Your input and your suggestions, very, very much welcome. Today we are playing back the songs of Mifta Tzuk Eitan, Mifta Tzuk Eitan, and we're remembering the 64 IDF soldiers who gave their lives to protect Israel. And you know, we see these lists of soldiers, we see these soldiers' names, we shed a tear or two, but it's hard to give it much of a second thought. So, right now, we want to bring you one particular story.
Right, with the, as Josh just said, with the many deaths of soldiers, it's hard to, you know, understand. So it's more meaningful when you just focus on one and really get his story. Matan Gottlieb, he was on a mission in Gaza, and a group of Palestinian kids asked him to help them, and they led him to a UN-run clinic. Well, it turned out that the clinic was booby-trapped, and when Matan entered the building with two other soldiers, Omer Chai and Guy Al-Granati, the building exploded, killing them all. Helping these kids turned out to be the biggest mistake of his life, but it wasn't surprising that he made that decision. These are the values that he grew up with. He was taught to help and help others in need, and he didn't lose sight of those values even in the most dangerous of times in the midst of a war.
This is who the Israeli army is.
This is who they are. The Hamas, they don't care about their Palestinian constituents. They use them as shields. They use their children as shields. They don't care about their civilians. They put them in harm's way without a second thought. They're a terrorist mentality, and that is what their mentality is. The lives of their people are meaningless. It's the cause that they're striving for, which is the important thing that they have to... That's their goal. That's what they want to achieve, and they don't care what gets in their way. It's very sad. So Shaul Mofaz just had a very interesting...
He wrote an editorial in Israel Hayom. Israel Hayom.
For the past 7 years... the Hamas had millions of dollars, so tons and tons of cement. And what do they do with that? Instead of building infrastructure for their people, instead of giving their people homes and a better quality of life and a better quality of everything, they use that money and that cement to build tunnels to cause destruction. Those are the facts. That's what they did with it. Shaul Mofaz says, let's give them the cement. Let's give them the money. Let's give them everything. Let the people see what life could be like for them when they have infrastructure, when they have hospitals and schools and homes and everything they need. Let them call on their government to change, to do what's right for them. Let them see what they can have instead of using them in a way to get whatever it is their goal is, whatever the Hamas wants, using their people, turn it around, let the people make demands of their government, oust them, put in a government that cares about the people. There's no doubt war is not the answer to peace. It's not. There are massive casualties and destruction on both sides. Both sides suffer. Whereas Israelis are trying so desperately to preserve life as best as they can, the Hamas members are placing their Palestinian constituents in harm's way. The Palestinians are suffering gravely at the hand of their government, and it needs to stop. Palestinians deserve a homeland. They deserve a place to call home. They deserve to live like human beings and be treated like such by their government. It's just shameful.
Song of Hope. Adam Machar Yeh Shaket on the Israel Hour. Turkish Hour will not be heard today. We'll continue for a few more minutes on the Israel Hour, and then we'll continue with various WRSU programming. 88.7 WRSU FM, New Brunswick.
תיבות התהודה, שמות אוויר פסגות מרגיע וכל המועקות קורות ליום המתקרב כי מחר אולי ישקר כמו הנשים ההן, המלחמות הישנות שחיכו על הרציף ונופפו במלחתות הלבנות בכל הרכבות שרצו בתחנה עוד מצפים לטוב שכבר מגיע החיוכים מפעם מעיזים להתרחב והגנן אומר שתכף ייפתח הפרח ספינת האשליות כבר מרסקת את הקרח והלב אולי ישקר כמו הנשים ההן המלחמות הישנות שחיכו על הרציף ונופפו במנחתות הלבנות בכל הרכבות שרצו בתחנה עוד מצפים לטוב שכבר מגיע אולי אפילו השנה Thank you.
המלחמות הישנות שחיכו על הרצים ומופפו במלחתות הלבנות וכל הרכבות שרצו בתחנה עוד מצפים לטוב שכבר מגיע כמו הנשים ההן המלחמות הישנות שחיכו על הרצים ומופפו במלחתות הלבנות וכל הרכבות שרצו בתחנה עוד מצפים לטוב שכבר מגיע התחזית הודיעו שהאושר מתקרב וענני שמחה עוד יחסו את הרקיע
Adam on the Israel Hour, Machar Yeh Shaket. Tomorrow will be quiet. We can only hope, my friends. That'll just about do it for us at the Israel Hour. The Turkish Hour will not be heard today on WRSU. They couldn't make it, so there'll be alternate programming on this radio station after our final song. Remember, next Sunday, our August Chagigot continue. We do not yet have a topic, so get it to us at facebook.com/Israel Hour. And while you're there, click on the like button so you make sure that you stay along for the ride with everything the Israel Hour has to offer, and you're in touch with us all week long. We would greatly, greatly appreciate it. Mayrav, thank you so much for coming in today. This was a heavy show, for sure.
Yes, definitely.
And
painful, tears, hard.
I hope it just gives everyone a little bit of strength during this very, very difficult period. Until next time, my name is Josh Rohn.
I'm Mayrav Dabrowski.
You are tuned to 88.7 WRSU FM New Brunswick. Coming up next, WRSU programming is coming up next, and we'll conclude today with we started with Sarit Haddad, we'll conclude with Sarit Haddad. This is a brand new song of hers. A song of better times. It's called Baruch Haba Li Israel. Welcome to Israel. Welcome to all the wonderful things Israel has to offer. Al tafsiku lashir.
Kulam rotzim lizrok otanu el hayam, aval anachnu sachyanim. Hamazeu atabur shel haolam, kol hatzvaim ve'aminim. Shafachat ve'elef te'amim. חגיגה גדולה ביחד בתי קפה לצד פלאפל ריחני בשביל הפוזה רק סלט לא משנה אשכנזי או מזרחי הכל הפך להיות אחד ולא כמעט טוב עושה לנו ניסים איזה יופי של טוב עושה לנו ניסים. איזה יופי של